Hi, good afternoon. This is the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Randy. This is a recorded line.
Hey.
Hello. Do I have Melissa on the line?
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you today, Melissa?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Again, my name is Randy Reese, like the peanut butter cups, Miss Rutland. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to qualify for the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Okay. And just to confirm, young lady, I have 601-754-8866. Is that your best number?
Yes, sir.
Okay, ma'am. If we should become disconnected, which does happen sometimes on these calls, I will immediately call you back, and it will be from my desk phone, which is a 949 area code. And I'm also going to, in a second here, send you that number, but we'll get started first, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Now, you do want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
And ma'am, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, but most importantly, you've not signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that?
Yes, sir. That's true.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. Now, were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Was it endometrial uterine or ovarian cancer, ma'am?
Ovarian is what I had.
Oh, you poor thing. And do you know the subtype? And if you don't, that's okay too.
It was like a low grade, but stage one, I believe.
Did they call it epithelial clear cell? Do you know?
Oh, I'm not real sure about that.
Okay, that's actually not required for me, but if you did have that information, I would put it in, okay? But that's okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what was the date that you were diagnosed with cancer, as best as you can remember?
When I was diagnosed, let me think a second.
And just please get as close as you possibly can. And if you got any like holidays or landmarks, anything that can help jog your memory, I can help with that. But I'll give you a second. How's that?
Okay, yeah. I just kind of have to think back to, what. Give me just a second. I'm gonna remember.
Sure, no worries.
Okay, I believe it was in 2023, April 11th, maybe around somewhere around in there.
Okay, I could go with April 11th, 2023. Is that acceptable to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll continue. Thank you. And now this one here, I hope you know, but if not, we can find it. Who was your doctor that diagnosed you? Do you remember that one?
Yeah, that was let's see, Doctor, he's at the Baptist. Let me think. Doctor Joseph Acosta. He's a OBGYN.
Acasa or Costa?
Acosta.
Okay,
I think I'm
OPG.
saying it right.
No,
I think
we'll
it's
come.
spelled A. Huh?
What's it? What? Where was he located? What hospital?
The Baptist,
Baptist.
Mississippi Baptist Medical Center.
Oh, you're in beautiful Mississippi. Okay. I got to sing a little song to remember how to spell it, okay? I'm teasing. I'm teasing. Okay, Mississippi Baptist Hospital. Hold on, I'll find it. Okay. There he is. See, it came right up. That would have been in Meridian, Mississippi.
Yeah, I believe so.
It's 1800 12th Street, fourth floor. Now, that's not necessary. He could be, that could be his office, meaning that you might have seen him at a hospital.
Right.
Did you
Yeah,
go
so
to,
I'm not a hundred
were you,
percent sure on the address.
well, let me ask you this. Did you, were you at Mississippi Baptist Medical Center? Is that where you were at?
Right, yes,
Okay.
sir.
So because that's probably, that address is acceptable because that's his hospital that he practices at, I see that on actually. You know what I'm saying? So you may not have ever went to that other location, that office, and that's perfectly acceptable. But
right. The one I went to is on North State Street.
Okay. That's what I'm getting at. Thank you. You're way ahead of me. Let me find that one. Okay. Oh, and it was, what was it called? The hospital?
Mississippi Baptist Medical Center.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, this is, I got to do several copy and paste, so just bear with me, please, and thank you.
Okay.
All right. Okay. It is State Street. Thank you for that, too. Mm-hmm. You steered me where I needed to go because it's got phone number and everything on here. So cool.
Good okay. deal.
And that's Dr. Acosta. And it's even got phone number. Okay. There's a couple of other places. Just bear with me. I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but it's going to ask this information, and I've got it right on my screen, so it'll actually make it flow a little quicker for you. So I'm going to go back, but let me go forward just a little bit here. Now, when you got treatment, did you get treatment there at Baptist Memorial?
Yes.
Okay. And that was also Dr. Acosta?
Dr. Laura Daly was my oncologist.
Okay, Laura Daly. He was the diagnosing doctor. Okay.
Right.
And but that was still at Baptist Memorial?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And I wrote down Laura Daly because that's going to come up too. So thank you. And what type of treatment did you receive?
Let's see, we did chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and a complete hysterectomy.
Oh, you poor thing. After all that chemo and everything, and then they still did the complete hysterectomy.
Yeah.
Could have skipped the chemo, I guess, huh?
Right.
You poor thing. Seriously.
It was not a fun situation.
No. Even though I'm a man, I can't imagine it would be.
Right.
And believe me, those guys make men's products too. Okay.
Yeah.
And that was Dr. Laura. What was her? I'm sorry, I can't read my own writing. Dr. Laura, what did you say her name was?
Daly.
Daly. D-A-L-Y?
Yep. Okay. D-A-I-L-Y. Yep.
D-A-I-L-Y. Thank you. Okay. Now, let's go back up. Sorry, I skipped way ahead, but that's okay. Because we're going to be asking it anyways.
Okay.
So we're back up to Dr. Acosta diagnosed you. That was on State Street, Jackson. I've got his phone number. You are in Mississippi, so you are within the statute of limitations for your state. They're different. Good thing you're not in Tennessee. Now, did you...
Why that?
1 year. You got 1 year to file on this. That's it.
Oh, wow.
That's not much time, is it? A lot of ladies haven't even gotten their diagnosis in that short of time. It's sad.
Right. Yeah, that's not fair.
I know. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year?
Yes, I did.
Now, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before you got diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer before your diagnosis?
I'd say about maybe 5 to 6.
5 to 6. So probably every other month then?
Yeah.
Okay. That's about normal. Till you get to be my age.
No, then you don't have to worry about it, huh?
That's correct. You don't have to use it at all. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
And what is your date of birth, young lady?
February 8th, 1981.
Thank you for that. Now, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. Thank you for that. And hold on a second here. Let me just pull this up. We're flowing right along. Very good. Some of these you'd already answered, so I'm just moving some of the answers already. And then I'm also going to send you this text message because I promised I was going to. And to confirm, you're at 601-754-8866, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. You don't need to keep calling me sir, but I love it, so go ahead, okay? Okay. Now, were you in, when you used hair relaxer, were you in Mississippi the entire time?
Yes.
Okay. That's a drag down. Let me go to Mississippi. And when did you first start using hair relaxer? And think about that for a second.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Well, let me do it like this. How many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer? In other words, from when you started, how many years straight did you use hair relaxer? And now you can think about it for a second. Now, here's a couple of life events that helps a lot of ladies remember. Did you use it going into high school?
Oh, yeah.
Did you use it junior high school?
Well, let's see. Let me think. Hold on.
All right. I think I got enough to get you thinking. Go on.
Yeah. Let's see. I know it was several years in a row. It was more than three consecutive years in a row.
Okay.
That I would use it.
Okay. Then when do you think you first started using it? Just to the best of your memory. This could be approximate.
Maybe like February 1999, if I had to guess.
Okay.
Because I was,
Well, because you were in school, right?
Right. A senior. Yep. That was the year I graduated.
Okay. And then think about this. When you stopped using it, was it because of your started feeling? Was that all the way in 23 or when did you stop using it?
Yeah, in 2023, around April, probably.
Okay. So if you stopped using it in 23 and we determined you're using it every other month, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you said at least 3 years. Now, to give me an answer, how many consecutive years do you think you use the hair relaxer products?
Oh, let's see. Okay.
So if you used it for three and then you took a break, because that's using it for 21 years. So
right,
that's a lot of years. So what do you think the most amount of years in a row that you use, in other words, consecutive years that you use the hair relaxer products was?
Like without taking a break?
Yeah. Well, every other month is, call it a break if you want. Mm.
Probably 24, maybe?
Well, but remember, the question is consecutive years. So if let's say that one particular year, you might have only used it three times instead of six times. You still used it that year. So that would still be a consecutive year. You follow me? So is it the whole time? Is it 22 years consecutively? Was there ever a year you didn't use it?
No, I don't think so because I have really curly hair.
Okay, so what would you like me to put for how many consecutive years you have used the hair relaxer products? Seriously.
I would say like 15 for sure. I would go on that number for sure.
Okay.
It's probably bigger than that, but.
Okay, well, maybe you were in the swim club, right, and had to let it go for a while. I'm kidding. Okay, thank you for that. And don't forget, I did send you my contact information. If you know any other ladies that use that product and they want to talk about it, please give them my name and number. I would never ask you for their name or number, okay?
Okay. Yes,
that's kind of how that works. Let me just make sure I'm scrolling back up because we're moving right along. Thank you. Just making sure I didn't miss anything. So I did go a little bit off on that. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you don't live in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct?
Correct.
I didn't really have to ask that, but thank you. Okay. All right. Now, did you primarily use the hair relaxer at home?
No, I pretty much went to the salon.
Do you know which salon you went to?
Whew, several different ones.
Do you have any receipts at all for these visits?
I doubt it. I'm not big on
I
keeping
wouldn't
receipts.
need them on this phone call, but would you be able to dig any up, like credit card receipts, or do you always just pay? Well, that's okay too. That's okay if you don't have them, by the way.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I'll definitely look.
think about this. I don't need them on this phone call, and it's not even a question. But if you had to come up with some sort of proof that you went and had those visits, you could probably go back to the salon if you had
Right.
to. Right. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So do you know which products you've used, like Dark and Lovely Motions, ORS, do you know? TCB?
Yeah, it was like Dark
L'Oreal?
and Lovely L'Oreal.
Okay. Thank you. And you already answered this question. Just to repeat, the treatments you received, you had a full hysterectomy, immunotherapy, and chemo. And then your treatment, what date did you start treatment? Was that shortly after your diagnosis date?
Yes, it was.
Well, your diagnosis date was 4/11 of 23, so usually they take you within a weeks of that.
Right.
Do you remember when you first started your treatments?
Let's see. Let's see. Maybe around. Oh, wait, you said my treatments, huh?
Yeah. And now, well, you got chemo. Was that injectable? Or did they give you
Yes.
met did they okay, so you went in to get your chemos, right? How long do you, if you can remember, do you remember? I hope you do, but do you remember, was it after you got that diagnosis, did they bring you in for your first round of chemo? Do you remember?
Right, it was after my diagnosis.
Of course it was. Right. They wouldn't give you chemo before your diagnosis.
Right.
So do you think it was like a week, 2 weeks? What do you think?
I would say probably like 4 to 5 days after my diagnosis, or
Okay.
maybe around April 22nd, 2023. I had to look at the calendar.
That's perfect that you did that. It's not perfect that you had to go get treatment. Poor thing. It's terrible. Okay,
Yes.
so you had ovarian cancer. Please confirm your gender for me.
I'm a female.
Thank you. And again, this is for the form. Please spell your first name for me.
Melissa.
And please spell your last name for me, Melissa.
Rutland.
And are you aware of the song by the Allman Brothers?
Yes, I love
Okay.
that song.
Is there any suffix to your name, Melissa?
No.
You know that wasn't part of the intake, okay? You do know that, right? Okay. Okay. And let's see. For your email address, I have nippy8866 at gmail.com.
That's correct.
And then for your phone number, I have 601-754-8866.
That is correct.
Is this a mobile phone?
It is.
Do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Text.
And what's the best time of the day to get a hold of you?
Pretty much any time.
Okay. And what is your address, please?
1545 Oakwood Lane, Brookhaven, Mississippi, 39601.
Is there any apartment number or anything to that? No, you broke up. I'm sorry. You still there?
I'm here.
Okay, no apartment, correct?
No apartment.
Oh, I'm looking. You live out in the rural part of the world.
I do. I definitely do.
Okay. Now, can you confirm for me that your medical records do exist in any event, or do you have them?
I believe my doctor has them.
Yeah, your doctor has them. And if we need assistance in getting those medical records, you'll be able to get them for us and send them over via mail or electronically.
Whenever I get back to town, I will be able to.
This is wait till you're asked type question.
Because
it's always better to let the attorneys pull the medical records if they can. So really what I'm first and foremost asking you to do is confirm that there are medical records and we'll be able to find them at those locations that we talked about.
Right. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then if they have any issues with that, then you can help. That's really how I should word it. Now, I do need your social security number. This is to pull your medical records.
Okay. It's 587-518-7717.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, let me make sure I've got everything. And then the last question is we do request an emergency contact. This is in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for you. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. This is the deal. We would only contact your emergency contact if it's imperative that we get a hold of you. Then we wouldn't be discussing your case. We would just tell them, hey, look, we're trying to get a hold of you. Okay. So can you give me a first name and a phone number and just who they are, friend, family, or foe?
Yes. Bennett Jones. He's my son.
Okay. Bennett Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And he's your son. And what's Bennett's phone number?
601-754-0906.
Thank you, ma'am. And let me just look this over. And there is that one question I got to go back up and ask you. Bear with me. Now, when you got your diagnosis, your cancer diagnosis, this did happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year. Is that correct?
That is definitely correct.
Okay. Thank you. Now, have you ever done signed documents via DocuSign?
I'm not real sure.
Well, I will tell you this. It's super, super easy.
Okay.
And if you bear with me 1 second, I'll show you how to do it. Actually, you probably won't need me to show you. Let me log back in.
Okay.
How far from, like, Biloxi are you?
Oh, 3 hours.
Okay, so you're up further north?
Well, I'm actually closer to, like, Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually been to New Orleans a couple times.
Yep.
I got family in Alabama, so we've driven when I was a kid. That's a crazy drive, I'll tell you that.
Right. Lots of things to look at, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm in California, so think about that. It takes forever.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, Melissa, I'm sending you the document right now via DocuSign. It's going to come to you both via text and email. And keep in mind, a copy of this document will automatically be deposited into that email address that you gave me, the NIPI. I don't have it in front of me, but it's automatically deposited in front of that. So did you get the text message?
I did.
Okay, if you could go ahead and click on that, the first thing it's going to ask you to do is agree to receive information from me, Randall Reese, electronically.
Okay.
And then once you open it up, I think there's a little box you check. You hit continue. And everything you're going to want to do is in yellow. So why don't I just be quiet and I'll stand by here and you can tell me if you have any questions.
Okay. Let's see where it says, please sign. I've actually signed with my finger.
Yes. Yes, sign it with your finger right on the screen of your phone, and then you're going to want to hit adopt and sign after you do that.
Okay.
You've never done this before?
I don't think so.
Well, now you're an expert. It's super easy. It really is.
Okay. Now, am I supposed to see my signature?
What do you see on your screen right now?
If there's nothing. Like when I signed with my finger...
Oh,
didn't see that part.
Did you hit clear?
I don't think so.
Try doing, did you hit adopt and sign yet?
No.
What do you see on your screen right now?
Okay, it says please review and act on these documents.
Okay, does it say continue or start up in the upper corner?
In the bottom right corner, it says continue.
Touch that.
Okay.
Now what do you see?
Okay, this is some forms talking
if you see
about...
If you see a place, a little yellow tab where you're supposed to sign, touch that with your finger, and a box will pop open.
Okay, here
and
I am.
That's where you're going to make your signature. See, I thought you were...
Okay.
And then you're going to hit adopt and sign.
Okay.
And then just keep hitting the yellows.
Okay.
And the adopt and sign is down in the lower left-hand corner. Then from there, you touch it where it says I and hit next. So I went ahead and pulled it up on my screen. And then when you're all done, you'll hit finish.
Okay, let's see.
I can tell you're in the document, so you're doing real well, Melissa.
Okay. Draw my initials. Okay. Okay, it says I am done signing.
And it, on my end, it says completed. So thank you for that. Now, let me give you a little bit more. I just sent you got the first text. That's me, Randy Reese. That number is 949-688-6436. That's my direct line. If you have any questions or anything about this claim, you're more than welcome to reach out. The second text that I just sent you, it's Pulaski. That's the name of the law firm that's representing you in this matter. They are going to give you a quick verification call. Generally, it takes place very quickly, but within like 24 to 48 hours. If you don't hear from them, I will know. But if for some reason you don't, you are more than welcome to shoot me a text or even call me. But as of this moment, you do have an attorney that represents you in this case. So congratulations for that. Not that you had to go through what you had to go through to get to this point, but let's sure hope that we get you some justice on this because there's no reason you should have had to go through this seriously.
Right.
Just another case of big pharma putting profits before people. So, you know, I know it sounds hokey, but I really appreciate you participating because that's the only way you're going to get these guys to stop it seriously.
Right.
And right. there's no amount of money that's going to make up for what you went through.
Oh, so, most definitely not. I'm mentally scarred.
Right. And so, you know, anybody that looks any other way on this, is you're doing the right thing. And that's why I say, if you know anybody else, Ms. Rutland, please give them my name and number. I'm never allowed, and nor would I ask you for anybody's name or number, but on the same token, please feel free to pass it on, okay? And...
Okay.
I'm not going to sing that song to you, but I have seen the Allman Brothers before. Mr. Allman passed away a couple of years ago, and that's a great song, okay, Melissa?
Right. I always tell my children that they wrote that song about me.
There you go. Well, there you go. Well, young lady, you have a blessed day, and just watch for that Pulaski. It'll be a 909 number. If they miss you, they'll leave a message. And again, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay?
All right. Okay.
All right, young lady. You take care, okay? And have a blessed
day.
And again, oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you. Have a great holiday. How's that?
You too.
All right, ma'am. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.